Tom Hanks coming up this weekend, Friday, the debut of that movie. And some news breaking on Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers yesterday, right?
So Ancestry.com, you've probably heard of it or seen or heard commercials for it before. A lot of folks trying to figure out, okay, who am I related to? Again, the family tree going way, way back. Well, Tom Hanks apparently was shocked to learn that he is actually sixth cousins with the late Fred Rogers and now is playing him.
No wonder he's such a nice guy and looks like him in the movie.
Access Hollywood surprised Tom Hanks with the results at a New York City screening of the new film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, because, of course, there have been some premieres already, and Hanks steps into the iconic sweater of Mr. Rogers.
So this is what a huge week for Tom Hanks in terms of relations, because there was a gushing story about Tom Hanks in the New York Times over the weekend that talked about how Tom Hanks really is such a nice guy, and they have even gone to pains. The people with the movie have said, listen, he really did have to act. It's not just because he is such a nice guy. But actually, here you go. This actually I read about in that article. Tom Hanks reveals he's related to Abe Lincoln as well.
What?
I mean, what a week.
Gracious.
Yes. Here's the deal. When Tom Hanks took on the role of narrator for National Geographic's Killing Lincoln, it turns out he was telling a family story. Hanks revealed that he's related to America's iconic president through President Lincoln's mom, Nancy Hanks.
All right,
oh
so
let's
have everybody discuss this around your Thanksgiving tables and such. Can anybody beat that, being related to Abe Lincoln and Mr. Rogers?
Can't. Wow, that is great.
That's amazing. That's, wow. I'm related to my grandma, and I love her so much. That counts.
Have you ever dug into your ancestry?
Not really. I was told that we're distant relatives of Lafayette. You know, that's about as far back as we went.
Lafayette.
So, yeah, I don't know. Not much more than that.
My daughter found out. My daughter did some of it, so she paid the money. And so turned out I'm 1% Jewish. So she was able to reveal that information to me. My wife was jealous. She wanted to be the 1% Jewish. So anyhow.
Funny.
Yeah, I just didn't want to pay the money for that.
Yeah. That's amazing. It really is amazing how they can look at that stuff. So my grandma on my dad's side was very, very, very into genealogy. And I have like the whole binder of the family history and genealogy. And it's interesting. I think I'll get more into it the older I get as I kind of look down the pipeline of my own, you know. Life.
There is that line, Andrew, you get so busy living life now, you don't take the time to. But it is interesting.
It's a biblical thing, though, too. I mean, you look at those genealogies and why are they in Scripture as well, too. It's important to know where we've come from, who preceded us, and the legacy that we're leaving for those to come after.
Yeah.
All right. Well, later we got to find out what our heritages are. So I'd be interested.
As long as I don't have to pay for it. So it was revealed today, I think an almost unprecedented number, Halvo, of people are going to be traveling through the air for Thanksgiving. It was like over 31 million, I think.
Yeah, week from day, busiest travel day of the year.
And again, we love to help you out here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And so here's a list of some of the foods you can and can't bring through a TSA line.
Okay.
Here are a few. Cheeses. Hard types like Jarlsberg, sharp cheddar, and Emmental, never heard of that one. They're good to go, but creamy cheeses, spreadable cheeses, brie, and the like are treated like liquids. You can bring less than 3.4 ounces of creamy cheese in a carry-on. I don't know how easy cheese works with that.
What about the spray cheese in a can?
That's what I was thinking. You just carry those in a hip holster.
I don't know. That could be a threat.
Okay. It says main course meats. Whether you're lugging the main attraction to dinner or bringing home leftovers, meats and fish are allowed through airport security. You can even bring whole birds and live lobsters.
It's my emotional support lobster.
I know.
I need him.
Yeah, what are not allowed in your carry-on bag are carving tools.
Wouldn't it feel a little odd? There's somebody with a live lobster right next to you on the plane.
Have you seen those things like the wraparound things where a mom can carry a baby with? I just want to like swaddle my turkey in that and carry it on.
You get some odd looks. Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Because your mashed potatoes are mashed up solids, you are allowed to bring them on a plane without checking them. This applies to other mashed starchy tubers like sweet potatoes and yams, which you guys are both on record as saying you want seconds of at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Holiday foods you can and can't bring in a carry-on before Thanksgiving. Gravy, it's treated like a liquid at TSA checkpoints, which means you are allowed to take as many 3.4 ounce or smaller size containers of gravy that will fit in one sealed, clear, quart-sized zip-top bag and one bag per person.
Now, this is where I think it gets to be a little fuzzy, because it says green bean casserole, same logic as the taters. Casseroles are solid, so they're TSA-approved sides. Now, isn't there that gravy-ishness in with the green bean casserole? Can't I just take my gravy,
cream of mushroom soup usually,
mix my meat in with my gravy, turn it into a turkey casserole, and call it...
There you go.
I gotta just pause. Are people traveling with food like this?
I think they are.
It seems like you would be like, I'll get the ingredients
Where are you going that they wouldn't have these?
But Meemaw might be sending her stuffing to
Maybe
you
this is
from
bringing it home.
Because
you have a plate at Meemaw's, and then you got to bring it back.
Speaking of stuffing, you can toss that stuffing pack Tupperware in your carry-on because that side is coming with you on board.
I think this is remarkably festive of the TSA. Mm-hmm. Cranberry sauce. You need to pack foods like cranberry sauce, canned fruit, and vegetables because they're packed in liquid in the can. They're also typically larger than your liquid allotment allows. So, nix the cranberry sauce.
Pie, fear not. For pie, even if your slice is jiggly or gel-like, is fine to bring on board.
You're going to be popular with the other passengers. You got pie there.
Only for Sharon.
And finally, whipped cream. That fluffy, silky topper for your pie belongs in your checked luggage should you be carrying it with you at all.
All right. Okay. So that's the two bummers then, the cranberry sauce and the whipped cream. So you can't carry that in the can. No aerosols, I guess.
It's all good. Hopefully that's helpful.
You can bring the majority of a Thanksgiving meal home.
I think you should.
I want to see that carry-on bag. I really
do. Travel day a week from today.
I enjoy Uno, typically. Great
game. Yeah.
Except when someone like just slaps a draw four on you and then that friendship ends.
Yeah.
In turbulence.
Friend ender. Yeah.
Well, Uno has a lot of different variations. You've seen them before. One of the coolest ones was some waterproof Uno cards. You can actually like play, you know, in the pool or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of different versions. There was one called Uno Attack, I think, where you have to like hit the button.
Yes.
And sometimes it'll just like shoot out a whole bunch of cards to you.
Sometimes you get one. Sometimes you get 10.
It was stressful. It was stressful. Well, Mattel is looking to keep politics away from the playing table this holiday season. That's why the toy company is releasing a limited edition nonpartisan Uno game. They're removing the blue and the red cards from the deck.
I love that. Can they add purple?
Yes. They're adding purple and they're adding orange.
Yes!
No kidding. So they're taking the blue and the red out and they're adding orange and purple cards to take their place. Also, maybe even better, there will also be a new veto card that skips a player's next turn and forces a subject change if the topic around the table is politics.
I need this. I have one beloved family member in particular who is so far on the other political side than I am. And it's challenging. And it's like, oh my goodness, we're just trying to eat dinner.
Just playing Uno.
We're
Let's not bring that up.
Game. I love this. Where can I find this?
They have not released it in stores, I believe, yet. But again, stay tuned for that. Probably some online retailers are going to be at least promoting it soon. I'm thinking that maybe you have a household chores edition of Uno as well. So it's like, you know, instead of a draw four, it's do the dishes after Thanksgiving.
I love it.
Or, you know, let mom take a nap.
I just love that it's like, I need this. I so need this.
It ranks right up there with Wisconsinopoly, nonpartisan Uno.
Right. Sounds tremendous. Let's
Fun times, Mattel. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.